Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, I was checking into a business loan.
Okay. Did you receive some mail from us by chance?
I did. I'm looking at a reservation code.
Okay. Give me one second here. Let me pull up the reservation code screen here. And what is that code?
It's 2311.
Okay.
0001-0032-0351.
Okay, let me just pull up your screen here. And am I speaking with Donnie?
Yes.
With Bama Pattern Works?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Okay. And Donnie, what is a good phone number in case we get disconnected that I could reach back out to you?
256-487-1347.
1347. Great. Just one second here, please. Okay. So what you received, actually, I want to just confirm a little bit more information from you. So are you still, or is your billing address still a P.O. Box 1347?
Delcaga,
Alabama?
Yeah, 35150.
Gotcha, gotcha. And then the structure of the business, is it a S corp, a C corp, a LLC?
It's a C corp.
C corp. Okay. And you guys have been in business since 1984?
Actually, 1978.
Oh wow. Okay. Let me adjust that. And then what would be a good email address just to reach out to you?
You need that physical address.
Oh, email address, just to send you some information.
It's,
yeah.
Simply bamapatterns@msn.com.
bamapatterns@msn.com. Got it. Okay, so what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can be a good fit for you.
What I was looking at is a piece of equipment, and, you know, I was wanting to get some, you know, something like maybe 60 months, 72 months financing.
Okay. What was this piece of equipment that you're looking at?
It's actually a... one or two items. It's, I'm looking at two different items here, but one of them is a 2011 John Deere 323D track loader.
Okay.
And I'm also looking at a 2013 Caterpillar track loader. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Okay. What would those, are these going to be, obviously they're used, what would they set you back as far as cost?
They, about $25,000.
Okay. About $25,000. And is this for replacing an item? Are you bringing on additional items here, or?
I'm bringing on a different one because I can benefit by being able to, offer, a different kind of line
service
of business. You know, when my main business is kind of suffering, you know, I can jump over to another that can bring in some income.
Absolutely. So what is it? What is your initial business? What does Bama Pattern Works do?
I'm in the industrial pattern making.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
I do. They're made out of, basically, most of them made out of wood. Some of them urethane.
Mm-hmm.
But I make they for horizontal and vertical pumps for the hydroelectric.
Okay.
Up and paper chemicals, you know, and I make the components, and you know, I make the model out of wood. You know, and it goes to a foundry, you know, and they make mm-hmm. molds and, you know, pour castings off of that pattern.
Oh, okay. I get it. And so what do you think is affecting the business right now? You said you're a little bit slow?
Well, the past actually 4 months has been slow, and now this month it's jumped, you know, it's gone crazy, you know.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, it is, you know. I always look at it, you know, I'd rather worry about how to get it out than how to get it in.
Right, exactly.
So it's wide open right now, you know, and it looks like it's going to be that way, you know, for a while. But in my business, you know, you have lows and highs, you know, and I've just experienced, you know, some lows. So now I'm, you know, back over on the high side, you know, and it looks like it's gonna be in that direction for some time now. So
yeah.
So that's basically, you know, what it is.
Okay, and then so bringing on this equipment, just in case things start slowing down a little bit, you can jump over to the other side and start doing stuff with that, so you can, you know, continue to have continued income, basically, right?
Well, yeah, too. And see, another thing, this machine, you know, takes on different attachments, you know, and I can put, you know, a fork attachment to it, you know, to lift. So I make some pretty big stuff, you know, and
okay,
and you know, for lifting and stuff, you know. And sometimes I've been in many situations where, you know, I needed two machines to lift one piece, you know, because
wow,
it's But
so when you I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all.
Oh, I was just curious. When you make these patterns, are you milling them by hand? Are you using a CNC machine, or?
No, I do them the old-fashioned way.
It's a big old jigsaw, or?
I've got, I do a lot of work in the lathe, you know.
Okay.
I got big wood lathes, you know, and.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing stuff right now, and I got a lot more to do, you know, but
familiar. I was in woodworking for 12 years, did a lot of finished carpentry, made cabinets and all kinds of that good stuff. I'm very, very familiar with that. Yeah, so, wow, that sounds like it's pretty labor-intensive stuff then. Is it just you by yourself, or do you have a couple guys helping you out?
Well, I got, currently right now, I'm by myself, but I've got a couple of guys that close to me that they have kind of retired, you know. But every time I call on them, you know, they come help me, you know, if I get in a tight, you know.
Yeah, it's always nice to have some buddies like that.
And you know, help me out, and so that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't have, you know, what business is now, you know, you get, it's hard to find good employees. And the kind of work I do, you know, is, I mean, don't nobody know how to do it.
Right.
You know, it's
and it's very specific, too.
Young guys in here and trained them up, you know, and got them where they was really, you know, doing me some good. And then, you know, boom, they gone.
And then you got to do it all over again.
They make more money working at these car manufacturing plants. See, we got one up here in Lincoln, Alabama, Honda plant, a couple of plants, Honda plants, and you know they make $26 an hour. You know, so
really,
I mean, yeah, they. My wife retired from Honda, and then I got a grandson working up there, and
oh,
great benefits, you know, and
yeah, yeah,
make good money. And so anyways,
it's tough to compete with that.
it's yeah, but you know, the kind of work I do, can't anybody, you know, on the street make them, you know, make what
right.
I do, what I do.
Yeah, so you can't just pull someone off the street and
bring them in here, you know, and them start doing what I do, they can't do it, you know. And
Okay. Well, Donnie, you know, we do, it sounds like we definitely help you out here. With our equipment financing programs, we have 2 to 5 year terms, so you would, you know, upwards of that 60 months that you're looking for, with monthly payments. Our rates start in the low single digits there. We just need to look at a couple factors, you know, your time in business. You look at credit and then cash flow, and then you know, we can make an offer to you in about 24 hours there. You know, and if you like what we have to say, we can probably get you funded and get that vehicle brought on for you in about a week or so. It's a very simple process. We have a one-page application, and then we would look at 4 months of your most recent business bank statements. Excuse me, the first 2 pages of your most recent business tax return, and then if you have any the invoices for those or quotes for those vehicles, you know, that's the only information we would need to be able to process it and make you an offer there.
Okay.
I can
Hey,
shoot.
Rusty.
I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I got a application, you know, with this letter I got, so I'll see if I can get all that information up.
Well, you know, no,
To you.
I could do for you is I'll just make a list for you and I'll shoot it over to bamapatterns@msn.com, and then you could take a look at that when you have a free moment, and then you know, gather all that stuff and then get it back to me, and then I can go to work for you.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that should be arriving in maybe 10, 15 minutes there, and then my direct contact information will be on there as well. So if you have any questions, you know, you can always reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, well, I certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely, Donnie. And again, my name is Zach, and keep an eye out for that email. It should be coming in about 10, 15 minutes here.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time today, Donnie, or we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.